Our story begins with the bishop's lady, whose name could be Grady, or maybe Brady. She was a sinner in the church's eye, who loved carnal pleasures and drinking measures, all delights made possible by the bishop's treasures. When at last death visited this lady and pulled the trigger on the bishop's wife, she refused the church's afterlife. She became a legend yet unbroken, who terrorized the land of Thomond. Every night upon Thomond Bridge, people feared sightings of the witch. She'd scream and howl and make you shiver and drag you down into the river. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, 'twas a drunkard who did not believe. They say his name was Drunken Thady, a frequent boozer, loved Katie Daly's. He strolled home alone past 11:30. A bright light he saw, but 'twasn't heaven. A big scream came from the lady. Frozen in fear was Drunken Thady. Before he had chance to cower, she threw him headlong into the river. He washed up on the Curragower and ran screaming home. It hurt his liver. When she rose in the early morn, Thady sought the priest, who tried to warn. The holy man had had enough, but in sober Thady saw no bluff. He set out as dusk began to fall to rid Limerick of the hag once and for all. He strolled boldly into the darkened night and arrived on cue. The bishop's lady, ah, what a sight! But before the ghost began her slaughter, he doused the demon with holy water. Off she fell o'er the bridge, sank her nails into the ridge, nails that snapped and made their mark that can still be seen from Thomond Park. And to this very time we say, don't walk the bridge once the day grows shady, lest you hear the screech of the bishop.